This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a new documentary about the legendary punk rock band The Ramones. But first, there'll be a new law in place in England this weekend, giving people access to vast parts of the countryside owned by private individuals. The Right to Roam law will open thousands of acres of land previously off limits to the walkers. The controversial legislation comes after a campaign lasting nearly 100 years. From the Peak District National Park in England, Tom Green reports.
Terry Howard's been walking the moors and hillsides around the Peak District National Park his whole life.
We've just missed one of the spectacular times of the year.
The park's in the heart of England's industrial north, between the once great cities of Sheffield and Manchester. But all is not quite as it seems. Since the 17th and 18th century enclosure laws, much of this land has been off limits to the public, but people like Terry walk it anyway. The vast majority of the park's 555 square miles is owned by private individuals, farmers, water companies, and the descendants of aristocratic families, all of it closed to members of the public.
Where we are now, we're at a place called Lord's Seat. To our left, looking north, vast expanse of moorland, and as far as you can see up that way, no access at all until 19th of September. Behind us is another vast expanse of moorland called Hallam Moor, which is non-access land, and it's probably one of the quietest moorlands around. It's absolutely spectacular. I've been actively involved in campaigning for access at least for 24 years. Beyond that, from childhood, I was always interested and involved in countryside issues and the rights of people within countryside.
70 years ago, a series of mass trespasses by ramblers intent on gaining access to that land triggered pitched battles with gamekeepers and police that left several people in prison and more needing treatment for injury. But in 2000, Tony Blair's Labour government had already angered many in rural parts of Britain with their threat to ban fox hunting, finally acceded to the walkers' demands and passed the Countryside Rights of Way Act, better known as the Right to Roam. Now, 4 years later, ramblers will be able to walk across hundreds of miles of land previously off limits. It's a decision that's angered some people. Dorothy Fairburn is a regional director with the Country Land and Business Association, an organisation that represents farmers and landowners.
We weren't happy at the proposal at all, but given that it is legislation, our key objective now is to make sure it works as effectively as possible. People need to recognise that it is a very precise right that has been granted. The right to roam just covers areas that have been officially mapped, and that only covers mountain moor, heath and down.
There are concerns too from rescue workers who are responsible for getting climbers and walkers out of trouble. Trevor Lawton's from the Edale Mountain Rescue Team, one of a number of voluntary life-saving organisations in the Peak District.
Well, yes, it will affect us, I think, to some degree by the fact that some new areas within the Peak Park are going to be opened up to access. And there are areas that people have long wanted to go on, particularly some of the climbing edges that will now become open. So there will be an influx of people visiting these areas that they've not been able to visit before. And so certainly a lot of rescue teams will be quite seriously affected, and their incidents, I'm sure, will increase.
But here, in the midst of some of England's most barren and spectacular panoramas, the details of quite how the new access rights will be put into practice seem somehow unimportant. Certainly Terry Howard, the chairman of the Sheffield Campaign for Access to the Moorland, isn't troubled by talk of walkers interpreting the phrase right to roam too literally and simply going where they like. And as for fears of a flood of walkers traipsing over farmers' grazing land in their thousands, Terry says that simply won't happen.
Those people that certainly in the know will be exercising that right. I think the vast majority of people will eventually discover it. I don't think for 1 minute there will be a mass exodus out of towns coming up here. That's not going to happen.
So if Terry's not going to be joined by hordes of bobble hat wearing bearded walkers come September the 19th, how will he mark the day he's been waiting for his whole life?
Well, I'm not going to get excited and start celebrating and champagne and stuff like that. I'm going to quietly go out and I'm going to enjoy every footstep in that forbidden land. I'm going to walk, I'm going to explore, I'm going to look, I'm going to discover, I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it. So my celebration is going to be my footsteps on that moorland.
For Day to Day, this is Tom Green in the Peak District National Park, England.